Today we're going to pray for the officials of Muskoy, and specifically the district that they're under and their supervisor. Muskoy has 11,536 people. They have a crime every 26 minutes. I know, that's not good. Their overall grade for crime is F. Violent crime D+, property crime F, other crime D-. They have the highest drug crime we've seen in the entire county. It's over 40%. So we definitely need a prayer for their district supervisor to be able to work with the law enforcement on this. Vandalism is 12%, theft and burglary at 8%. They do share a zip code with other subdivisions in San Bernardino City, and San Bernardino also has definite crime problems. They are the highest poverty rate in our county at 39.3%. Yeah. Their unique issues, not only do they have that as a problem, they have unsafe routes to their schools. So they even have this initiative that they put together to help students be protected and guarded as they walk to school. They have the worst air quality scores, according to Cal Enviro Screen, where many people walk in because they don't have the money for cars and they use public transit to get around. Streets are dangerous for people on foot, and the poor air quality has made it dangerous for young children, older adults, people with asthma or other health problems to walk or be active outside. So we're going to be praying about the District 5 is where they're governed by. They do not have a city council because they're unincorporated. They are under Joe Baca Jr., who became elected as the county supervisor in 2020. Their terms are 4 years, so he won't be up for election or re-election until 2024. Joe Baca Jr., however, was raised in Rialto. He attended all public schools. Then he attended local colleges, San Bernardino Valley Colleges, CSUSB, where he got his BS degree, and he got a master's degree in public administration from the same campus, and then a second master's degree in education from APU. He also worked in law enforcement for 7 years, 15 years teaching in local classrooms. He was a head coach for the softball team at Rialto High School. As a result of his background, he has worked to implement programs for the youth, served on the Rialto City Council for 13 years, and he served as a California State Assembly from 2004 to 2006. He has worked to increase funding for senior programs, implement after-school programs for youth, and increase funding for the police and fire departments. He's been married to Jennifer for 20 years. They have 3 children and 3 grandchildren, and he attends St. Catherine's of Siena Catholic Church in Rialto. So before we pray for him, let's understand District 5. It is the largest district in our county. It is 95 square miles. It's a population of over 433 million, including Colton, Fontana, Rialto, San Bernardino, and the unincorporated communities of Bloomington, El Rancho Verde, Glen Helen, Arrowhead Farms, Muskoy, Little Third, and Rosina Ranch. His staff includes Sonia Pang, who's the director, Tony Mejia, senior administrative analyst, Kim Naus, senior field representative, Laura Mancha, community service liaison, Virginia Marquez, also a community services liaison, Amanda Fakuri, a communication advisor, Bryant Vargas, policy advisor, and Jose Zamora Quintero, who is a field representative. So Father God, you say to look for able people from all the people who fear God, who are trustworthy, who hate bribes, and to place these people over chiefs of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Well, this is over a million. This is according to Exodus 18:21. So we pray, Father God, that Joe Baca and those that are under him in his staff will be people with wise, and they will get godly counsel, who will provide honest wisdom and encouragement, well up within them humility in their hearts as leaders to make apologies or adjustments when necessary. We pray, God, that you would pour out a spirit of cooperation between Joe Baca Jr. and the other county supervisors and those that they serve with on other committees. and the different departments, which are many in the county. We pray that you would break down the barriers that are built up by selfish ambition for personal power. We pray that you would safeguard their marriages and families because they spend a lot of their time away from home. God, we ask that you would give these leaders, this leader and his staff, clarity to know what issues are most important to dedicate their time toward, especially for the city of Muskoy, who is glaring with issues with poverty, crime, extreme, with the air quality, horrific, that they can't even safely walk to school. Father, we pray that they will do something to make that happen. We pray that you would soften the hearts of leaders to hear and understand the needs of the communities that they serve. We pray that you would help them to give clarity what issues are most important. You would bring a spirit of harmony and righteousness among the staff who work to support each of this Joe Baca. We pray you bring protection from them falling into temptations of bribes, unfaithfulness, or straying from what they know is right. Protect them from the plots of evil to stand for what you have established. Lord, you are King of kings and Lord of lords, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the one through whom and for whom all things exist. We pray today for those who have been, for Joe Baca and his staff. We pray that you would bless them and their families. We ask that you would help them as they write new policies, decrees, different programs. Keep their eyes fixed on your law as the ultimate authority. We ask that as they execute these different plans, may they be filled with awe in your presence. We thank you that Joe attends this Catholic church. We pray that as he attends, that they will speak of you and the reverence of you and the need to be honoring you and to do what's right. We pray that he is authentic with them and keeps his life publicly and privately in order. We pray that the abortion issue will be something that he will address and that we won't be a state of sanctity and that at least in our county, we won't provide those kinds of things. We also pray that you would bring the fear of the Lord as they go about their decisions and the consequences of those decisions as a result. Help them to keep their eyes fixed on your law. Give them unending courage and perseverance in the task of serving the common good and securing the right to life, which comes only from you, and which no government can take away. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.